Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Learning Maseches Chagiga Lev Gimel Min Aleph. The Gemara here is discussing the sugya of Cherish. Gemara starting from the Beis and Mimeis. The Gemara says that a Cherish she'ena shemei ve'ena medaber, that's the same as a Sheit of a Kadan, and he's part even from Simcha, not only from Riyam, not only from the din of being Rei Misra Ba'azara, but also from Simcha, from being Yishami, Simcha v'Samach t'b'chagach, he's parted from all the mitzvahs. But you do have a cherish, medaber v'in shemei v'in a medaber in Ilaim, that is parted from Ria. Why are they parted from Ria specifically? You learn it from Hakel. And Hakel it says, man yishmu l'man yilmadu. So there you know the man yishmu has to be that is able to hear, not a cherish. The man yilmadu, yilamdu, he has to be able to teach, not an Ilaim. So I want to discuss what's really negay a little bit to Beizim and Beiz. What's the din of Cheirish that's Pata Mikola Mitzis? Right, we have the din of Cheirish of Eina Medama Vene Shmei, it's Pata Mikola Mitzis, and it's Pata even from Shalmei Simcha. We have the din of Cheirish that's Medama Vene Shmei, which is only Pata from Ria. But what's the din, some Pratim in the din of a Cheirish Eina Medama Vene Shmei that's Pata Mikola Mitzis? The Rambam in Hilchos Mechira, Perek Chavtes, Halacha Aleph, says the following. There are three individuals which cannot make a kinyan. They cannot buy or sell. Their sales are not valid. Midaraisa. And that's a cherish shaita v'akata. They're not considered to have das. Avacham tignu shecherish v'akata neisiv neisiv taltu n'maisiv kiyom mechdei chayev. Chacham said that both a cherish and a katan, as opposed to a shaita, should be able to buy and sell by metaltalim, and it should be valid, in order that he should be able to have a livelihood, a katan presumably one that's on its own without an apotropis. So then he goes on, a cherish ketzin nesiv v'nesiv. What's the case of a cherish buying and selling, and seemingly only derabana mechtei chayev? Cherish she'ein alei shemei v'alei medaber, a cherish that can neither talk nor hear, Oy shemedarma ve'ena shemeya klum, or he could talk, but he can't hear at all. Meichav alakeach b'remiza b'metaltam avalei b'karka. He could buy and sell with hinting, with hand motions, by metaltam and not by karka. And then he discusses that you have to make sure that we understand these remizas. And then he says, an ilein, a someone who is mute, sheshemeya ve'ena medamir, a mishinishtatek, someone who can hear but he can't talk, or he became mute, then he could buy and sell everything, whether it's metaltam or karka. So here the Rambam introduces a new concept, a cherish shemedarma ve'ena shemeya klum. And there he also says, Pashup Shan in the Rambam would seem that he also has a din of a cherish, and he has no das midaraisa, his mechiris is invalid. And that's why he says it doesn't work b'karka. And the Magen Mishnah asks, and the Ravid seems to be asking the same question, where did the Rambam get that from? Where did the Rambam get that medarma ve'ena shemeya klum can sell karka? And the Rambam's mashmi is not a bendas at all. The Braisa says, he's kipkech l'chol dvarif. What's the pshat in this Rambam? So the Kesef Mishnah says, two mahalchim. Both of them very mechudish. The first one is, even though the Braisa says Zevzak Apichim L'chol Devrayim, he's not mamish like a Bekech, v'har raya. A Bekech, you don't have to check to see to make sure you understand him. A Cherish Medaber V'ena Shemeya, you need to check. So since it says Medaber V'ena Shemeya is a Cherish, it's Mashma, he really is a Cherish. Except, in Lagabe certain things he's a Bekech. But Lagabe everything else that we don't mention clearly is a Bekech, he has a din of a Cherish. That's his first mahalach. And the second mahalach is, he's medayik the Rambam. The Rambam says, shemedama ve'ena shemeya klum. So the Kesef Mishnah says, that we say, that medama ve'ena shemeya is a cherish, as if he can hear a little bit. He just can't hear that much. But if he's ve'ena shemeya klum, then he has a din of ve'ena bendas, even if he is a medaber. That kind of the Kesef Mishnah. So the obvious question on the first mahalach is that the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Cherish Shadibru Kacham Mechol Makayim, Shein Ishmei Ve'ena Medaber. But Medaber Ve'ena Shemeya, it says he's Chayiv. What does it mean then he is the Chayrish, he's just Pekeach for things that we mention. But otherwise he's a Chayrish. It says clearly not that way. It says a Chayrish is only Eina Medaber Eina Shemeya. If he's Medaber Eina Shemeya, he has a din of a Ben Das. What's Pashup Shad? The Gayin in the Bir Agram in Simon Reish Lamanesif Yedzayim, where the Shulchan Aruch brings this Rambam, and also the Shnei Saliyo is married a little bit more Masech the Shumas Perak Alf Mishner Beis. He quotes the Rashi though. He says, the Chayrish Shadim B'chal M'chal Makam, Rashi says, B'chal Makam Shehish V'aysam L'Sheita, L'Paitrei. It doesn't necessarily mean B'chal Makam. When the Gemara would say Stam the word Chayrish, that could mean somebody that's a Eina Shemeya Medaber, the someone that's deaf but he could speak. The Chayrish Shadim B'chal M'chal Makam means when you have the three together. That's Shteitin Rashi. That's what the Kesef Mishnah means. When you put the three together, Chayrish Shaita V'Katan, then the Chayrish would have to be a Eina Medaber V'Eina Shemeya. But when you Stam discuss Chayrish in Chazal, that could be just an Eina Shemeya U'Medaber. The Gayan brings a Raya. Because what does the Braisa mean? Hamadaba v'ena shemeya zeo cheirish. Lamein afkemina. But it's still shver, because we want of shach. The Gemara here is mavur that a madaba v'ena shemeya is mechuyiv v'mitzvahs. That's why he's mechuyiv in simcha. The Mishnah in Chumas is mavur, he could take chuma. Why wouldn't he be able to have the mecha mekach umkar memkar? The Rambam in Hilchas Ishas Perek Beis Lach Avav says in regard to get Chayrish Chareshes Hamurim B'chol Makim Hem Ilmim She'enim Shoyim Ve'enim Medabrim. A Chayrish and a Chareshes that said in all places are deaf mutes that can't hear, can't speak. Avamishim Medabrim Ve'enim Shemei Shemei Ve'enim Medabrim Reik Achol Adam. So the Rambam in Hilchas Ishas says that anyone who's a Shemei Ve'enim Medabrim or Enim Medabrim or Medabrim Ve'enim Shemei, he's like anyone else. He could do Kedushin, he could do Gerishin. What's the pshat punkt here that the Rambam is saying that he's Eina Shemeya and he can't sell karka? So Achreinim, the Nesivas there, in Simon Reish Lamed Hei, and the Beis Halevi, Chela Gimel Simon Beis Eis Beis, says it must be a specific din lagabi mechiris karka. In other words, not that we would think that he also has a din of a cherish that means deraisa, ein mecha memka, ein makar memka, and the whole din by metaltalin is a dinder abana mishum kadei chayiv, and that's why they didn't say it by karka. You have to say it the other way, that a chayrish that's medaber v'ena shemeya is really a bardas. He could have gittin, he could have kedushin, he could have trumas, he's mechuyiv v'mitzvahs. It's a special din by karka that he can't do. And you find that a katan, once he's 13, he's a bardas, right? If he's a bar mitzvah, yashdei saris, he's a baradas l'cholotar kula, but he still can't sell karka until he's 20. Vayis this kazal at a gather that by mechiris karka to sell karka, you have to be 20. So who would din a cherish, which is medaber v'ena shemeya, a cherish, that person that could talk, he doesn't have enough charifas to sell karka. Must be a special din. You see, the Beis Halevi brings, he had there on ban by chalitza, that says a Shemeya v'ena medaber doesn't help because he's not a Ben Das Gomer. His whole sugya in Mitzvah Chalitza by a Cherish. And the Ramban says, he learns up the Gemara, that Chalitza needs more Kavana. Chalitza, you need to have more Kavana. And a medaber v'ena Shemeya doesn't have the Kavana that's required by Chalitza. You have also by Shchita. Taisus over here, the Taisus talks about Cherish Dumi D'Sheita V'Katan. He mentions that in Masech T'Schulin, it says chutz mecheres sheita v'katan, and it says leidayekachi. Da'asam atam tolim b'chdeish yuchal aminus yadi lishkait. Very interesting tesis. It says there. It says cheres sheita v'katan, and we're not medayek cheres dumi sheita v'katan. It brings two cases. One is in Megillah. It says that a cheres sheita v'katan hakol k'shem lukas gil chutz mecheres sheita v'katan. So that particular cheres obviously is medaber. Tesis says because if he's reading the Megillah, he's medaber. And why can't he be meitzi in the Megillah? The Gemara there is Mavur, because he can't hear, and we're going like the man the Amar, that is Loya Shmiel Azna is Loya Yatsa. So why don't we say, Becherish Dumi the Shait V'Katan? It has to be that he can't talk and he can't hear. Zaktais is because it's obvious. He's not reading the Megillah. If he's reading the Megillah, obviously he could talk. So that Cherish is different. But then Taisus says that in Masechta Schul and Daf Beis, there's another Cherish that's an exception to the rule. Hakolk Sheim Lishka Chutz Mecherish Shait V'Katan, is an exception to the rule. And the reason for the exception is because that's tully in whether he can have kavana to do a shechita properly. Chayitz a shikol pliya. Why did Taisa assume it's an exception to the rule? But Vaisis Taisa also, it's a gayis shri in the beginning of Chulin that says that someone who's deaf, even though he could talk, he cannot do shechita. So lechayr is the same yisayin that a chayrish, which is medaber ve'ena shemeya, even though lemaisi has enough das to be called the bar das, to be chayiv and mitzvahs and legabe gittin and kedushin legabe most things, but he's missing an amount. He's missing a certain amount of das, and that's why the Ramban says he can't do chalitza, and that's why Taisus here and is mashma and the gayis shri in the beginning of chulin is mafurish he can't do shechita. Who in the Rambam is saying you can't sell karka? That's at a learning pshat in the Rambam. And Bissel Zalman doesn't like the pshat so much. And Bissel Zalman says the pshat in the cheresh sheina shemeya klum is not because he's missing any das, that he's medaber veina shemeya. The point is that we're not sure that he understands us. We're not 100% sure. By a Elaim, the Rambam says like a chiddush that a Elaim could buy and sell. Now, why by a Elaim are we convinced that we understand him? Because an Elaim, we could realize if we're understanding him correctly. We could check and see and make sure that we understand the hand motions the Elaim is making. But a chiddush, we can't be 100% sure he understands us. That's what this is Zalman's Mahalach. I'll go upon him. This is the first Mahalach of the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah sounds like that legabe different things in the Torah, a cheresh, which is medam b'vein shemeya, doesn't have a din of a badas, legabe mechira. But like the Achrayim point out, legabe gittin and kedushin, even really legabe kol Torah kula, the mashmais of the Gemara and the Rambam itself is that medam b'vein shemeya is mamash a badas, a rei kachal adam is lashon of the Rambam. And male, they want to say that if you can learn the Rambam that way, like the first Mahalach of the Kesef Mishnah, which is the more Pashup Shat in the Rambam, you have to say Mechiras Karka is an exception. He is missing some degree of Das, and therefore for Mechiras Karka it's an exception. And we mentioned that could be for Chalitza there's a Ramban that says exception, but Shechita the Rishonim say there's an exception. He's not a full Baal Das, but Lagabi Kol HaTorah Kulei really would be called a Baal Das. Now the second Mahalach Kesef Mishnah is also very interesting, that he's mechalek between a Shemeya Ksas and a Ein Shemeya Klum. The Beis Halevi discusses it. He says, well, why did that Gemara say that the Cheresh is a Ein Shemeya Klum? Why did we say it's a Dafka, a Cheresh, She'ein Medab of Ein Shemeya? Say that, our Gemara could say Ein Chinami. When the Gemara says Ein Medab of Ein Shemeya, it's one of two cases. But really, a Ein Shemeya Klum has the same din as a Ein Medab of Ein Shemeya. But the Beis Levi asks, the Gemara Megillah that we mentioned, that Fyatesa Medbeis. The Gemara says, Akolk Shem, Lukris is a Megillah, Chutz Mecheirish Shaita Vekata. Shaita Vekata is clearly because they don't have Das. But a Cheirish, the Gemara was very bothered with, because, like we said, the Gemara doesn't read the Zeus clearly, but obviously we're talking about a Cheirish that's Medaber because he's reading the Megillah. So here the Gemara says, it goes like a Vesi, that says, Umay Yishmil Aznav, he's not Yetza. But why did the Gemara just say, Ze Ein Shemeya Klum? And Memela, Eina Shemeya Klum is not called a Bardas. It sounds like even an Eina Shemeya Klum is called a Bardas. So the Beis Levi says an interesting teretz. He says, when we say a din of Eina Shemeya Klum is not a Bardas, even if he's Medaber, that can't mean a case where you have a perfectly normal person that was able to hear and speak, and Mitamol, his hearing became impaired, and now he can't hear at all. Now he can't hear a word, but he can still talk. Such a person is clearly a Bardas. You see, it's really a little bit schwer. The Gemara talks about a pekeach and a scharish. Pekeach and a scharish, the Gemara is mavur, he doesn't have das. The shaila is, Bishleim is someone who was born a cheresh, he can't hear, he can't talk, so he wasn't able to connect to society in a way to achieve das. But here, he was completely functional, he could even have been a gadol b'Torah, and now he can't hear and he can't talk. So what's the pshat? So the Beis Levi says it must be, if he can neither hear nor talk, we're assuming that he did lose his mind. That could happen. What's the pshat? Now he can't hear, he can't talk. The pshat is, now his das is gone. Now Shengen, if he can still communicate, he can still talk. Even if he's an Eina Shemeya Klum, that would be clear that he's a Bar Das. So what's the case of the Rambam of an Eina Shemeya Klum that he never was able to hear? So the Beis Halevi says, a Chayrish which was never able to hear, his talking also is not a regular speech. It's not like he's talking in a way that's intelligible. He says it would be impossible such a thing. Someone who's never able to hear, he can make sounds. He can make the different sounds of talking, but he can't really have intelligent speech. So I guess in the times of the Beis Halevi, and presumably the times of Chazal as well, they weren't able to teach a Chayrish that was a Chayrish from the time he was born to speak. Subsequently, they were able to take a Chayrish that couldn't hear at all, and through intense therapy and teaching, get him to speak, and even to speak intelligently. It would sound a little, it wouldn't sound the same as other speech, but at least it's intelligent. People will be able to make out what he's saying. But this had a Beis Halevi learning the Kasher Mishnah L'Chayim Mestamed Gepshat. A Chayrish She'ena Shemeya Klum, the Medaber is not really a Dibur. I saw Rav Meisha Nigris Meisha discusses this. If you have, let's say, a Chayrish that can't hear, he could speak, but most people can't understand him. You need to really get used to his form of speech to understand it. He felt that he was a Chayrish, he's considered an Eina Medaber. The Beis Halevi is calling that a Medaber, but he's saying that's what the Kasher Mishnah means, that's what the Rambam means, the Eina Shemeya Klum, even if he's Medaber, but is not really considered a Dibur. And that's why the Gemara in Megillah, that's talking about someone who could read the Megillah, Al Karchak, that can't be talking about an Eina Shemeya Klum. I mean, he must be one of two things. Either he was able to hear somewhat, and that's how he learned how to read the Megillah, or he was able to hear originally, even if now he can't hear at all. But that debate, Levi is saying, that wouldn't be nichol in the Rambam in this case of Mishnah Skiddush, and Eina Shemeya Klum has the same thing as Eina Medaber. That would only be if it be Mimeimai. But someone who's reading the Megillah, Al Karchak either could hear partially, or at least, if he can't hear now, at least he could have heard before, and that's how he could read the Megillah. That's the Beis Halevi's Mahalach. The Maisa Nesivus asks, and L'chayr, this is Taka very shver. L'chayr, if he's able to hear partially, he's B'chol not a Chayrish. What if you have someone who's an Eina Medaber, and he's an Eina Shemeya, he's a Shemeya partially, but he's an Eina Medaber. Is he an Eileim or a Chayrish? The Maisa, when he's screaming in his ear, he can hear you. He said the Tshuvas HaRosh in Klal Pehei at the end, it's brought in the Tursim Reish Laman Hei. Someone who's very hard of hearing is not a Chayrish. Period. So how could you make such a chilek? It sounds like the Kasher, you can only make such a chilek is if even someone who's very hard of hearing is a Chayrish, but that needs a Eina Medaber, and if you can't hear at all, then you're a Chayrish even if you're a Medaber. However you'd want to learn that. But the halacha is not the way. The halacha is even someone very hard of hearing, as long as he could hear, he's not a Chayrish. As I refer to in Tshuvas HaRosh in the Tur. Also, if you have such a Yisayin, the Rambam should have said it by Gittin and Kedushin. It's a very important Yisayin. By Gittin and Kedushin, the Rambam makes the klal, like the Gemara makes the klal. If you're a Medaber of Eina Shemeya, you're Kachol Adam. He doesn't say anything about Eina Shemeya Klum. Punkt here by Hilchus Mechira, he throws in the Eina Shemeya Klum, cancel the karka. If you're going to say Yisayin, then the Eina Shemeya Klum is not a Bardas B'chlal. So the Rambam would have to say this Yisayin at other places in the Rambam also. That's why Nesiva says it's much to say like the first pshat, that there's no difference between an Eina Shemeya Klum and a Shemeya Ksas. Okay, the whole Chayrish is an Eina Shemeya Klum. Someone who's a Shemeya Ksas is B'chol not a Chayrish. But Lagabe Karka, even a Medab of Eina Shemeya cannot sell Karka, like we said. And now let's see a little bit the Gemara about Riyah. By Riyah we find even a Medab of Eina Shemeya, Shemeya Vena Medab is also Pater. And the Gemara asks, how come Marishalin Yeriyah the Ptir, Marishalin Yisimcha the Mechayvi, Linin Riyah Gomer Riyah Riyah Mehakel. They said, Hakel Asam Rashim Shetaf, Ksibba Gesholei Reis, so Mamela Mehakel, it's the same as Riyah. You learn out, whatever is Pater from Hakel is Pater from Riyah. V'hasim ino, and how do we know that by Hakel, a Medaber v'ne Shemei, a Shemei v'ne Medaber is Pater? The Ksib L'man Yishmu L'man Yilamdu, V'tanyu L'man Yishmu V'hat L'medaber v'ne Shemei, L'man Yilmadu V'hat L'shemei v'ne Medaber. So L'man Yishmu means he has to be able to hear, even if he could speak, but if he can't hear, he's Pater from Hakel. L'man Yilmadu means you have to be able to speak. Now the Gemara first thought that if he can't speak, you're not able to learn. The Gemara brought a raya from the Trei Ilmi that they're able to learn even though they couldn't speak. So the Gemara says, you have to be able to teach. If you can't speak, you're not able to teach. That's the Gemara. So the Trei Evin says that the Gemara was really being simach on the Maskana. If you can learn Kipshutai, Laman Yishmu, Laman Yilmadu means that you have to be able to hear and learn, and someone who can't hear can hear, and someone who can't speak can't learn. So there's no half minute to be able to learn that Tariya, because that's a chsar and echetimsa. In order to makayim the mitzvah vakel, you have to be able to hear, you have to be able to learn. Someone who can't hear and can't learn, avadi can't be makayim mitzvah vakel. There's no point of him being there. You wouldn't be able to learn that out from Ria, even if you have Xer Shava. It's not a p'tur, it's a chsar nechetimsa. But Lamaskana, what we're saying, it's Laman Yilamdu, to teach. So what does teaching have to do with Hakel? Am I able to come and participate and learn? So Xer Sakasav, you have to be able to talk. Xer Sakasav, there you can learn out to Ria. And even Laman Yishmu, we find that afterwards he says Baznei, and you learn out even the Cherish Baznei Achas is Pater. So Mimela, so Xeris Akasav, Cherish Baznei Achas could hear, he could do the mitzvah of Akel, it's Xeris Akasav that he's Pater, Xeris Akasav that you can learn out to read. That's what the Turi Evan says. And he writes, he says, Kushagav Atzmacha. Let's say someone doesn't understand Lashon Kodesh. He writes, he's Bavada, he's Pater Minahakel. Because what's he listening? He's not able to understand. He said, Laman Yishmu doesn't just mean to listen, it means to understand. Like Yishamei Yosef, Ve'emeinim Yishamei Yosef, they didn't know the Yosef's understanding them, V'chein Goyah Shalishishma L'Shaynei. Pasuk says, you won't, a guy that you don't know, you're not able to hear his language, meaning you don't understand his language. So good, Savada, he can't hear anything. He doesn't understand it. He says, Savada, he's Pater from Hakel. You're going to tell me he's Pater from Ria? Must be, it's a chsayin echetimsa, you can't learn out. It's only exeris akasav, a kairish bazni achas, or leman yilamdu, which there you're able to hear, you're able to understand. You just can't teach, you can't talk. That's exeris akasav, that you can learn out to read. As Rasemis is bothered, Rasemis says that even leman yilamdu is not just exeris akasav. Leman yilamdu means the Torah wants that you're coming for Hakel, you should be able to teach it. And if you can't teach it, Simeli Yipater. Is that there's no Te'elus in you coming because you won't be able to teach it. I think the Rebbe holds that that's not a reason to pater him. Even if the Torah wants him to teach it, but at least he's gaining from being there, he's learning himself. Why is the person he's teaching more important than himself? If the pshat is he can't learn it, v'chlal, so the point is learning. If you're not learning, you're not gaining anything. If you're not teaching, avadi you're gaining. Now about the raya that he brought, that someone who doesn't know Lashon Kodesh, the chisalik al daitach, that will be potter from Ria. So first of all, the Shasemis doesn't think it's so shver. Yeah, maybe he's talking potter from Ria. But I think the Tori Evan is tiny, that would be very shver. No one says anything that you have to know Lashon Kodesh to be chayev in Ria. But he says that perhaps he'd be chayev in Hakel, the Shasemis says, because maybe even if you don't understand Yechayev and Hakel, there's maybe Laman Yishmu is Kipshut, they have to just be able to hear it. And also he says he's Roy Levila. He's Roy to know Lashon Kodesh. A Cheresh is not Roy for Shmir. Someone who doesn't know Lashon Kodesh is Roy Levila. You don't find that someone who doesn't know Lashon Kodesh is Pater from Hakel either. The Rashash, both in the Kunchus Acher and on the Turi Evan, and on the Kunchus Acher Turi Evan, the Rashash asks the Shaili, you see by Megillah Esther, where the Gemara's Mavur in the second parak of Megillah, that Nashim Amachiv in Mikra Megillah, even though they don't understand Lashon Kodesh. The Gemara's Lashon is, because there it says, Aloyish Hashem Ashuri Yatza. Someone who doesn't know Lashon Kodesh and listens to Lashon Kodesh is Yatza. And the Gemara says, what do you mean? He doesn't understand it. How could he be Yatza? And the Gemara says, well, the Nashim also don't understand it. But it's mitzvah's kriya besume nisa. Rashi says, when you listen to the kriya, you can ask people, what do you said? And they'll tell you, so here also someone who doesn't know Lashon Kodesh could always ask someone who knows Lashon Kodesh, just like you find by Megillah Esther, where also the Gemara was bothered, why would you have to listen to the Megillah if you don't understand it? But the Gemara says, mitzvah's kriya besume nisa, so you can say the same thing by Hakel. But the Rashash here on the Gemara, on the back of the Gemara, the Rashash is Meisah, the Rambam is Mefurish that way. It's not very interesting that Tari Evan wasn't Meir this. The Rambam says like this, it's very Gimel Ochehei Nuchas Kagiga. HaKriya V'Abrachas Lashon Kaidish is discussing Hakel, and he says the Kriya V'Abrachas Lashon Kaidish, Afal Pi She'eshem Lo Yuzayis V'Geirim She'enem Akir. You have to do the Kriya and Lashon Kaidish, even though there are people that don't know Lashon Kaidish, or Geirim that don't know Lashon Kaidish. Chayavim L'Hakshav, L'Hakham Liban L'Hakshav Aysam, you're listening to the Torah. You have to concentrate and prepare your heart and listen with Eima Yira and Gila and Ra'ada. You listen with fear, trembling, and you listen with joy as the day that it was given in our Sinai. So it doesn't matter that you don't really understand the words. You get the basic message without it. Ma'amash Furish in the Rambam that someone who does Lashon Kodesh also listens to Hakam. Now, Kapanim, the etzim idea of the Tari Evan Ahir, he's saying that if the pshat is, you won't be able to, because the Metzias, you can't hear, or you can't penetrate at all, you're not able to learn anything, that wouldn't be a Tari that you can learn out Tari Evan, and the Sarsemis is Mefakfik. Now, because you have this drasha of Riyah Riyah Mehakal, the Gemara uses it to tell you that the Pturim by Hakal, like Cheresh and Ilaim and Cheresh Bazne Achas, is also part of by Riyah. And the Rambam writes that who would then the other way? That anything which is, you find the Ptur Lagabi Ria, would be a Ptur Lagabi Hakel. The Rambam Hilchas Kagiga Perigimel, Halacha Vei says, Kol apatim in a Ria, apatim in mitzvah sakel, chutz min an noshim v'ataf v'aro. So noshim and taf, which are part in Ria, because that's the churcha, but they're chayiv in hakel, that's a mefurish pasuk, hakel is some noshim and noshim v'ataf. But then he says in Oral also, Avalatame Patim Mitzisakasham Vaikal Shov is Ainaroyal Libya. So all the things that are Patim from Riyah, I guess like a Chigar and Yachalal is Baraglov, that's Patim from Akal. But Oral he says not. So the Mefarshim Abadin, that first of all he says Oral is Chayiv, and a Tame is Patim, because it says Vaikal Shov is Ainaroyal Libya. So you want to know, Mefarshim Abadin, why is Oral Chayiv? Aral is pata from Ria. The Rambam by Ria says a tummy pata, mishena tummy royal libya. The chayna aral maas katame. For aral is pata, so why isn't he also pata from Hakel? And even the tummy, why do you have to say a special thing? The tummy is pata from Hakel, because it says b'vaykal yisrael. Typically, it's pata from Ria. So the briskirav and erich in that beis mevei says that there's two types of turim. There's a turim that is not b'cheftza shayach to the inyan of Ria, like a chiger. But if Pshad is, he's not Bechefza, it's a Ptur in the Etzim Aliyah L'Regel, he not Shaykh by him, Indian of Aliyah L'Regel. So Mele by him, there's a Ptur from Hakel Taka. But the Oral is not a Ptur Mitzad Bechefza, a Ptur Mitzad the Gavra. The Gavra, it's like a Ptur study. Also, a shticker like what the Turevan was saying, it's a Saran Echetimsa. Betzim is, yeah, Shaykh to the midst of Ria. Navas, Oral Gatami, Oral is Mas Gatami. So Mele Ibezeh, they wouldn't apply to Hakel. Hakel means somebody who by him Bechefz is not Shaykh Riyah. By him, he's Pater from Hakel. But the Pshan is Bechefz is Shaykh Riyah. Just as a Ikav study, he's an Oral. He's Tamei, he's a Tamei grad. You'd have by Hakel also says Bevaikal Yisrael, he's any Royal Libya. Now Shenkin by Oral, by Riyah, he has a Ptur, he's a Ptur study, a Ptur Mitzad the Gavra. Now Shenkin by Hakel, he wouldn't have the Ptur.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.